Notice how our risen Lord reveals himself. He does not say to Thomas, "Look into my eyes, Thomas. Remember when we did this or we did that." Nor does he perform any miracles. What he does is show Thomas proof of his death, of his crucifixion. He shows Thomas his scars. And those holy wounds convert Thomas from doubting to confessing. Those scars reunite Thomas to the apostolic fellowship. Likewise, 3 days after the execution, our Lord shows himself to those disciples headed to Emmaus. And again, the proof is not in trumpets and angels and loud praise, but it is the scriptures of the prophets. For they bear witness that the death of Jesus Christ is no tragedy. It was necessary for him to be handed over, treated spitefully, and to die. It was the reconciliation of the world to the Father, where Christ was glorified, lifted up to draw all men unto himself, the daring rescue of mankind from hell's just claim. And it is that biblical reality that rekindles the disciples' conviction. And in response to that faith, they do not break into a frenzy of praise with dancing and shouting, but the breaking of the bread, the revelation of Jesus crucified alive, sends them back to Jerusalem, to the fellowship of the apostles. The point of the resurrection, what Easter means, is that Jesus is the Messiah of the Scriptures crucified in man's stead. He was anointed for this, to die, in order to fulfill the law for wayward men and reorder creation. His Father loves him not because he is the Son, the second person of the Holy Trinity, or because he is good and obeys the law, but the Father loves him because he lays down his life. Because he dies, because he fulfills his messianic obligation and shows mercy unto the heathen, because he paid the ransom, crushed the serpent's head by allowing him to sink his poisoned fangs into his heel, because he died. By dying, draining the Father's cup of wrath, which could not be taken from him, humbling himself to death on the cross, he toppled the kingdoms of men and the rule of Satan. He tore down the proud and built up the humble. He established a kingdom of grace by exposing the Holy of Holies to the eyes of men. Now that is different than the popular religious view of Easter. For what the world likes is glory, grinning, exuberant preachers dancing around the chancel yelling, he is risen, and all kinds of empty praise. The world likes miracles, festive excitement, pretty dresses, and even hallelujahs. They like the empty tomb just fine. It is Jesus on the cross, suffering, bleeding, dying, that they cannot stand. Their Easter celebrations are like the denial of Thomas, for he refused the apostolic message because he refused to accept the cross. It is like the selfish worry of the disciples on the road to Emmaus. They admitted that they thought that Jesus was come to redeem Israel, at least until he went and got himself crucified. With empty, orgastic hallelujahs, our fallen flesh focuses on itself and its self-satisfying praise. Satan would drown out the church's hosannas, her pleas for mercy, and the reality that it is by his stripes, by his suffering, bleeding, and dying that we are saved. There is a reason that there is a body on our crosses. Repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. The point of he is risen is he died. Easter is about Jesus' death. And that is good news. For those who believe it and who trust in that sacrifice for salvation, there is no better news, no other cause for joy. Of course, he lives. He is life. Death could not hold him. It has been satisfied. Death is what has been finished. If he had not risen, then our faith would have been in vain, for he would not have had the power to satisfy and end death, but he did rise. He does live. He left the grave clothes behind, but still and forever he wears his scars, the marks of his holy atoning office. He still bears witness of the Father through himself by the Spirit-inspired scriptures of the prophets. And thus, in this historic reality grace, you are his beloved, his child, his precious holy bride, and there is no one to accuse you. No one can stand against you, for he is your Lord by grace. And while you await your own coming promised resurrection and the consummation of that union, he joins you now to the Emmaus disciples, to Thomas, to Peter, to the Marys, and to all the saints. That is, he joins you to the apostolic fellowship. But most importantly, in the breaking of the bread, he joins you to himself. That is Easter. In Jesus' name.